To Fran for our Marvelous Recovery 10 jingle. She's our number one Fran.
Fantastic.
10 jingle?
Our
you,
one
you're
our
dropping
one,
words.
Our, well, I got to stop drinking before the show.
Yeah, how's your milk going there?
Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMHAPADRA.
Whoever.
The CIA.
The FBI. We don't speak for any of them there, guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. At least I don't. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Awesome. What's shaking, Shelly?
I'm getting tired now.
You're not still manic?
I'm just getting tired. It's, you know, past my bedtime.
Churchic?
Churchic. That's a good word for it.
It's like manic from church. Churchic.
Yeah, churchic.
I'm feeling churchic. Sounds like some chick at church. The hot choir gal from church. Churchick.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been today, Mark?
Woke up early.
Me too.
Had some coffee.
You did not.
Did not leave my house until I drove over here to record the show tonight.
That's
didn't
nice.
Step out the... Well, I stepped out the door to feed the dogs at 6 o'clock. That was it. Did not
football
set
day.
Foot out of my door. I watched every football game and baked cookies.
Yes, we're eating Toll House cookies with white and dark chocolate chips that Mark made. They're awesome. I just had some dipped it in milk. For anyone out there who's still on, you know, out there that's getting stoned right now, ha ha ha! We're eating chocolate chip cookies and dipping them in milk.
And then you drank the milk after, though. If you dunk the cookies in the milk and then throw the milk away, all the calories go with it.
Yeah, clearly.
Bet you didn't know that, Shelley, did you?
Connor says, and I didn't know that, Connor says that the best way to do it is to dunk the cookies until like parts of the cookies fall off into the milk. Uh-huh. And then when you drink the milk later, the cookie sludge on the bottom is the best part.
Uh-huh. Cookie sludge.
Yeah, you dunk the cookies just right and you make sort of like a, yeah. Like a milky cookie mulch.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten the cereal cookie crisp?
Yes, it's not like you dinking cookies in milk. It's not like anything like that.
You know what they should just do? That's really disappointing. You know what they should just do? Take a bag of Chips Ahoy and dump them in a bowl and put milk in them if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's a cookie crisp.
Chips Ahoy don't have a real good absorption rate, though.
No, they're like, there's something weird going on with them. And trust me, you know what? I like them.
That's why I make
I mean,
my
they're
own.
So not a great chocolate chip cookie, no. But I still like them. I don't know why. Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies.
The Mother's chocolate chip cookies have a good absorption rate.
Yeah. Well, the Famous Amos ones, Famous the way Amos they are. Used to be, like when it was owned by Famous Amos, they were awesome. They're not so much anymore. And I don't know about you guys. What's the thing with the soft... I'm not a big fan of, like, the soft
batch.
Yeah.
No,
that
not
doesn't
at all.
Really do it for me at all.
They have... The reason they taste funny is because in order to keep them soft, they put more salt in it, and that helps to keep the liquids stuck in the cookie.
Wait a minute.
Salt
is that like saltpeter?
No, just regular salt.
What is it they used to give to the troops to keep them soft?
No, it was saltpeter.
Okay.
They gave methyl mermin.
I was just wondering because I didn't really know. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
That big is, long silence here if we don't fill it.
That's fine, fine. Oh. Foley skills.
And I forgot to look up the name again.
No, you did. Just give her a shout out anyway.
Okay, shout out to our mystery submitter. Actually, it was gal that submitted the story on the last show about the guy that was doing the dolphin.
Now, but you thought her name was what, Jana?
Good or Jana? Story.
Jana? Yeah. Send in more. That was good. We liked that
one. We liked that story.
Dolphins don't have a gag reflex.
Let us know where you did your research from.
Oh, I gotta throw this in.
What?
I just on the way back here, I had to stop and loan someone some money.
I had to do that yesterday.
So, I wonder if it's the same person.
Sponsee?
No.
One of my sponsees?
No.
Okay, then it's not the same person.
But I'm driving past this place in downtown over here called Tres Vinos, and as I'm driving by across the street from Tres Vinos, there is a girl in a very short skirt and very high heels with her head in the trash can. With the guy next to her, I could clearly hear him as I'm driving by because I got my window down. And he's like, oh, I'll help you. And I'm thinking, yeah, he's going to help you all right. He's like, thank nice. You, Jose Cuervo.
Nice.
Man, I forgot to download the story that was right here in our own little neighborhood.
Oh, no.
But I remember the story.
Well, tell us the story.
Tell the story.
Right over here, two blocks away at the grocery store, two guys went in. There was a wheel man and two guys. They were all 19 years old. And they went into the grocery store, and one of them boosted a 30-pack of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they were chased by, like, the butcher and couple of baggers and
you don't want to get chased by the butcher.
Butcher catches you.
You're toast. So anyway, they're chasing the guys. Mm-hmm. The guys managed to get back into their car. The police were apparently not very far away and were alerted immediately that this was going on. And the police pull up.
The police station is only 3 blocks away.
The police pull up just as the guys were trying to run over one of the checker or the baggers that had chased them down.
Huh.
So they've been charged with attempted vehicular manslaughter.
Wow.
One of the guys in the car got out and tried to run off on foot, and he ducked into the car wash that's right next door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is awesome.
Into the actual
car wash.
The automatic part of the car wash.
Oh.
Which then one of the employees turned on.
Perfect.
So
washed him.
Yeah, and washed him. So he's trying to get through, so he can't see what's going on. All he can see are these brushes and water and stuff like
really
that.
But he's really clean.
Yeah.
He's getting
he probably
soaked.
Got rainbow wax
he's
and everything.
Soaped.
So by the time he got to the other end, waiting for him.
Comes out simonized.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So all the cops were waiting for him on the other end.
Wait till they do that undercarriage wash.
Woo!
I bet he was dancing.
Well, and the really funny part of it is, I wish I could remember what the actual name of the story was so people could Google it, is the mugshots of these three. First of all, I know two. I've seen two of them, around the neighborhood.
I don't know. I mean, is the car wash water hot? Like, do like the undercarriage wash where they're supposed to be washing off grease and stuff?
Some of it fire steam, but...
Yeah, that's all you need. The guy came out.
But I've seen a couple of them around the neighborhood, so I recognized a couple of the faces. One of the guys in his mugshot decided maybe he didn't want to be so recognizable, so he scrunched his face up really tight in the mugshot. He looks like he's taking a dump.
Perfect.
In his mugshot. It was hilarious.
It's Mr. Marco.
Marco, you've done it again.
Okay, let's see. And speaking of people getting in trouble with the cops, Robert Brodnick of Washington, Pennsylvania. I can't really give him props because he didn't get a hat trick. But he did get arrested twice in one night for DUI.
Whoa. How do you get let go the first time?
Okay, I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
They pulled him over for DUI and arrested him. His blood alcohol was twice the legal limit. They took him in, booked him, sent him to jail. A friend came to bail him out. The friend drove off with it. He was released into the friend's custody. 15 minutes later, he drove past the police station in his car that his friend took him to pick up. So the police arrested him again. By that time, it had been a few hours, but his blood alcohol was still 0.181.
I know there's different laws in different states, but like in California, you can't get bailed out on night one. They keep you overnight no matter what.
No, this is Pennsylvania, Washington, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they keep you till you sober up enough. Well, you know, Pennsylvania, I mean, I have friends who live in Pennsylvania, and they all describe it the same way. You have Pittsburgh, you have Philadelphia, the rest of it's Alabama.
Wow.
Wow. And this was in Washington, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, which I'm sure is...
It's not Alabama. Terrible towel territory.
No.
In Apple Valley, Minnesota, I actually used to live there when
really?
I was a kid. Yeah.
Did they have apples?
You know, I don't remember there being a lot of apples.
Was it cold in the winter?
It was extremely cold.
Road apples.
Yeah, road apples.
We had those
apples.
Sticks on the side of the road that had the... There were white sticks with a red top so that when it snowed, you could see where the street was by the sticks sticking up out of the snowbanks.
Yeah.
It was bad.
The cattle would be out there and it would freeze and you'd have cowsicles.
If there were cows, I'm sure they froze. I never saw a cow. Anyway,
Brent... I don't know why anyone lives in Minnesota.
In Apple Valley, Minnesota, Brenton Kruger... 36 years old.
That's Freddie's brother.
Yeah. Faces a charge of felony theft of refrigerant gas known by its brand name Freon.
Yeah.
That's expensive stuff.
Yes, it is.
He is accused of stealing nearly $1,800 worth of Freon.
Oh. Yes, it's like a cup.
The problem is that the evidence is actually gone because what he was doing was he was going around to neighbors' air conditioning units, sucking the Freon out into his body to get high.
Wow.
Does that work?
Apparently it did for him. They found him completely stoned, bent over a neighbor's air conditioning unit, and they'd been trying to figure out who was, because this had become a pattern, and I guess at first the neighbors didn't realize when their air conditioners went kaput what was going on.
Yeah.
But then when it became a pattern, the police were notified.
There you go, folks. Shelley has now informed all of you of a new way to get high.
Well, I wouldn't do it because apparently it's quite dangerous.
Yeah, like slamming cocaine wasn't.
Well, according to the story, doing...
Hey, all you guys are slamming coke and heroin, don't worry.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not dangerous.
Don't huff Freon.
Okay, apparently, according to the story, even huffing Freon once can cause short and long-term brain damage, including memory problems.
Slamming coke can do that, too.
Really? I didn't know that.
I'm sure...
You live with
you
one.
You live with me.
That's true. Well, the fact that I haven't noticed any brain damage in him... says that I've probably damaged my own brain enough with the booze, so...
Perfect.
By the way, what was that thing you two were supposed to remind each other of?
We forgot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I asked her to remind me of something. She's like, what's that thing I'm supposed to remind you of? Well,
you
like, if
really
I knew,
funny.
I wouldn't ask you to remind
she
me.
She remembered she was supposed to remind you of something.
Yeah, but she doesn't know what it was.
No. I've forgotten what it was.
I don't even remember telling her to remind me of anything, so there you go.
Checkmate.
Well, at least one of us remembered something.
Perfect.
Wow.
We remember that we don't remember.
Yeah. In Glendale, Arizona.
Been there. Used to live right near there.
Cherish Arroyo goes on to the end. And this list seems to grow longer and longer as we do the boozy news. I don't know what these women are thinking, but having sex with your 16-year-old son's football teammate is probably a bad idea and is going to get you into trouble.
Who told?
The kid did that had sex with her.
What is up with all these dudes now? I don't get it, because I would have never said a word. Matter of fact, I would have gone back for seconds and thirds.
Apparently he did, and then he told.
Because one of these times she said no. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, she didn't get in trouble for having sex with him. She got in trouble for stopping.
Not having sex with him.
It's like Pete Rose did not get in trouble for gambling. He got in trouble for not paying his bookie.
Yeah.
Well, she said she had a really good excuse that she was lonesome.
No, that's of course.
Can you imagine how awkward that makes football practice when one of your teammates is doing your mom?
You know what's worse than that?
What?
It really makes the PTA meetings uncomfortable.
Yeah.
True. I'm just amazed at how many of these stories I run across with these women preying on these young boys.
Cougars.
Preying on these young boys. Yeah, you know what? And my guess would be...
This is truly a victimless crime.
I'm not thinking that she was really preying on it. I bet this guy, even given half a chance, was like, yep. He's like, wow, she's been drinking. Maybe I can nail her.
All right. We have kind of a story that might be a little bit political, so don't go there. Just accept the fact that it's happened and that it was really stupid. Consider the source, and we can move on.
Maybe.
recently, Obama waived new ozone regulations at the EPA because they were too expensive. However, one of the regulations that was not waived was, would have covered over-the-counter inhalers that are used by asthmatics. So they are now going to ban these over-the-counter inhalers because they affect the ozone layer. And the only thing that they can do is they can get prescriptions for epinephrine inhalers, which are much more expensive and do not work as well.
When is this going to go into effect?
In a few months.
Everyone that needs those inhalers better start stocking up on them.
Oh, yeah. The guy that wrote the article actually admitted that he's been hoarding them since he first heard about this. He went and bought a whole bunch.
November of 2012 can't come fast enough.
Well, I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, let's not go after the real gross polluters, like, you know, major industries and stuff that dump their stuff in the rivers and put out major... No, let's go after the asthmatics because, you know, it's not like their lives are in danger or anything. Hmm. Yikes. I think I'd be willing to put up with a little bit of ozone depletion to save some people's lives.
Well, my question is, on ozone depletion, how long has ozone been depleting?
Forever. It comes and goes.
And
so, but if it comes
how we
and
doing
goes,
so far?
Not very well.
And what is ozone made up of?
I don't know. Bits.
Lots of carbon dioxide. Guess what? We got plenty.
We exhale carbon dioxide. Yeah. You know what? It's kind of like I was watching a show one time on global warming. And there's this one scientist from Caltech, you know, Dr. Chong or something, like real well thought of. And he's not saying a word. And guys are bitching at each other and bitching back and forth. And Dr. Chong's position is that we shouldn't even be talking about whether there's warming because he's like, it doesn't really matter. And so Wolf Blitzer, whoever asked him, he says, you know, you've been strangely quiet. And he looks at everyone at the whole panel that's been arguing back and forth. He goes, what's there really to argue about? And everyone goes, what do you mean? What do you mean? He goes, look, can we all agree that the Earth warms up to a certain point and then it starts to cool off and eventually we have an ice age? And then it warms up again to a certain point, and it starts to cool off, and we have another ice age. He goes, can't we all agree that geologically and whatever, meteorologically, this has happened many times in the past already? And everyone's like, yes. And he's like, far before man was ever even here? And they're like, yeah. And he goes, so what are we arguing about? We arguing about that the Earth's warming up and that eventually it'll cool off?
No, you know what we're arguing about now? There's funding for it.
Well, they came back from commercial break. Mm-hmm. Dr. Chong was not on the show anymore, and I thought, wow, he wasn't controversial enough.
I don't know. I read an article in a scientific journal that we are, in fact, actually living at the very end of the last little ice age, and one of the reasons why the globe is warming is because that's what it does mm-hmm. at the end of an ice age.
And you know what happens when an ice age ends?
It
a new one starts.
Yeah. Well, it warms up to a point, and well, then it's going to stop warming up, and it's going to start cooling off, and it's going to cool off till we have an ice age.
Global warming is crap. We all know it.
But is there funding available?
It's just, and that's the only reason why it's going on is there's funding available, is they figured out how to make money on the deal.
It's kind of like those things where they talk about global warming, and then we have, like, the coolest summer in 150 years. I'm like, really?
The best part was two out of the last 3 years, the global warming conference has been snowed out. Yeah. I am not kidding.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I got to do one more, but we're, like, running over time. In Redwood City, California.
Nice place.
Robert Filipovich.
Tilapia?
Whatever. 29 years old, was sentenced to 217 days in jail. He was also given credit for time served because he was in jail. He couldn't make bail. Okay. But he has to spend 3 years on probation and pay restitution. What he did was he got extraordinarily, incredibly, mind-bendingly drunk, took off all his clothes, grabbed a frying pan, and began to talk about how he hates black people in front of his black roommate.
Well, that's okay.
Waving the frying pan around. She thought he was getting violent. She called the police. He then went out on the front lawn and started waving the frying pan at the police.
Did they shoot him?
No. But when
With
he
taser?
Was... Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they did taser him.
Naked guy with a taser.
After his arrest, he repeatedly asked the police officers to cut off his head because he wouldn't be needing it. And at the hospital, he screamed at nurses and then masturbated at them.
Yeah. There were What's his name? First name?
Robert Filipovich.
Robert.
Good
thing it wasn't Richard.
Ready, aim, fire.
Deputies found 4 empty fifths in his living room.
Woo. Did it say his blood alcohol level?
No, it doesn't in the story, but it must have been phenomenal.
4 fifths?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some drinking.
That's a gallon.
That's some drinking.
That's almost a gallon. I mean, it's 4 fifths, so it's not quite a gallon, but that's pretty damn close.
Okay, that's that's the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark was late.
Howdy.
It's okay. It's not really like a thing.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's not like a thing. It's just a thing.
So, we were at this mini marathon. Mm-hmm. And we were talking to some people, and we were talking outside where some people were eating. And this girl asked me how much time I had, and I said 21 years. And she looked at me, and she goes, "Oh, I've only got whatever, what was it? How much did she say?"
It's like 30 or 60 days or something like that.
Yeah, she's like, "I've only got 30 or 60 days." And someone else said, "Hey, I've only got 6 months." And I was sitting there and I was thinking, only? What do you know, just because I have more time doesn't make your time any less. Because my guess is, what is it going on out there?
Oh, this flashing red light.
Yeah, there's something.
It's distracted me a few times, but it's all right.
Usually that means cops.
Bad boys.
Bad boys, what you going to do?
What you going to
anyway,
do when they come for you?
Anyway, so we're sitting there, and this, you know, the one girl says, "You know, I've only got 6 months." And I'm like, "So what's with the only? What is with the only 6 months?" Because to me, I look at someone with 6 months, and I say, "You're like a complete miracle." I mean, did you ever get 6 months before? You know, I mean... You know, since when? I mean, do you think it's just someone like trying to like, I don't know, give props to people with more time when they look at you and they say, like, you know, Shelly says, "Oh, I've almost got 5 years," and someone looks at her, "Oh, I've only got 40 days." Where'd the only come from? What is up with the only?
I've only got today.
Because we're all in miracle land.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a guy tell me one time, as a matter of fact. I asked a guy how much time he had one time, and he looked at me, and he had like years and years and years, and he looked at me, he goes, "What time did you get up today?" And I was living on the roof of the club. I said, "About 5:30. He goes, you got more time than me. And I said, "How could I have more time than you?" He goes, "Because all I've got is today, you know."
Sure.
And the miracle of the program is that anyone stays here at all.
Well, I think you and I both carry chips that say 24 hours on them.
I do.
Yeah.
The reason I carry one, though, is because Shelly gave it to me because she didn't want me to be uppity about having 20 years, so she got me a chip that said 24 hours. It's a very nice chip, too. It's one of those ones mm-hmm. with the multicolor. You know, I mean, it's really nice.
Mine is a commemorative version of the first CA chips that were made. Square.
Oh, yeah. I remember the square chips from CA. Used to be able to use them to chop up Coke.
I wouldn't know. Once I got here, I was done.
Yeah. Oh, no. I tell you, used to be able to use them to chop up Coke. I think that's why they got rid of them.
Yeah.
So, Shelly, what do you think? What do you think about
Miracle Land?
Miracle Land. That's where we all are.
Or Miracle Whip.
There are a lot of ways you can look at it, because when somebody says, oh, I've only got 30 days, they may be looking for a pat on the back. They may actually think that they don't have anything to shout about. They haven't considered the fact that your first year of sobriety is usually the hardest.
Yeah.
So if you can get through that first 30 days, you've at least got a step to stand on. I don't know. Sometimes I think that there's like two competitions that go on with the whole time thing. There's one competition that's, you know, people saying, oh, well, I only have this many years or this many years to see who can be the most self-deprecating. And then there's the contest.
Don't get any on yourself.
Yeah. And then there's the contest to see who's got the most time, so who gets to be in charge.
The bleeding deacon.
Well, what about even the people, though, that, and maybe this fits in with the self-deprecating you're talking about, but what about the people that, like, they have time? I mean, like, they have time that will still say that. Like, let's say somebody, they're talking to someone, and they go, how much time do you have? And they go, oh, I got 27 years. Oh, I've only got 5 years. I'm thinking, dude. You got 5 years. You got more time than most people. You got more time than like 95% of the fellowship has, and you're making it like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know that it is. One way or the other, whether you've got 30 years or one. I don't know.
I think they're both miracles.
I think it's impressive that you got here.
Yeah, hell
I think that I think a lot of people in today's program who say I only have 40 days do that because when they said I only have 30 days, a bunch of people made a big deal about it around them. Oh my God, you have 30 days? Oh my God, that's a miracle. That's tremendous.
Well, especially
that's
just new people.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like so now they say it hoping that people with who have, you know, a few days more will say, "Oh my God, that's great."
I think it'll be more people that are newer than them because, you know what, there's people that when you say mm-hmm. 40 days, mm-hmm. they, you know, the new guy looks at you and goes, oh, my God, how did you do that?
Because I shared about it at the marathon when that how special I was when I first got here because I was special before I got here. So, and I was a lot more special when I was new than I am now.
And there is, we know, yeah, Mark just took the humble trophy. And you know what? And I've, you know what? We've seen it with people we know. There are certain people that we know that may have done things in the past where it's like, it's almost like they went back out to become special again.
Yes, to get the attention.
You know, I need that attention again. And you know what's weird to me about program is? Program is one of the only places in life that I can think of that the longer you don't do something, the more like, I don't want to say accolades, because you don't really get accolades by being sober longer, but, you know, people that end up with 30, 40 years, people tend to look up to them. I'm like, because they didn't do something for a long time. You know, usually you get accolades because you've done something for a long time. You can run the furthest. You can be the basketball coach for the longest with the most wins. It's like now suddenly you get these guys in AA, NACA, OAGA, and these are the people that didn't do something. Mm-hmm. I'm better at not doing something than you. It's like Procrastinators Anonymous. I'm the best at not doing something. The guy out there with 61 years sober is like the oldest living guy in AA or whatever. He's the best at doing nothing.
That's it.
I don't know. There's an old phrase that, and I've forgotten who said it. It's a famous old phrase. Don't tell me how your God died. Tell me how he lives. And the corollary to that in the program for me is, don't tell me how much time you have. Tell me what you've done with your time.
Not drank or used.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You should have saved that for your final words. That was awesome.
No. Well, too bad for me. I will admit to being impressed by people who get decades and decades of sobriety, because sometimes it seems like a long slog. But at the same time, I think. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, ugh, here I am again at this meeting. But most of the time it's not. But sometimes it can feel kind of, it can like wear you down a little bit. You get like a recovery hangover. And you're like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. But most of the time it's not. But what impresses the heck out of me is when somebody, and this, you know, to be honest, doesn't happen that often anymore, comes into a meeting and sits down, and when, if they're asked to share, they just say, I don't really know what I'm doing and I need help.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't happen very often anymore, but that just impresses the heck out of me, because you know what? I didn't say that. I got shoved in by you.
We give them, I'm new, I don't know what I'm doing here, we just give them a hockey helmet.
Well, how about this, Mark? Do you ever have this happen here in Miracle Land, where I like to go to a meeting, I love to go to a meeting, and I ask someone, I don't usually ask people how much time they have, but if I hear something, I go, oh, how much time you got? Like they're taking a cake or something, mm-hmm. and they go, oh, 31 years or something. I'm like, I like that, because I find that the longer I stay sober, the less people are in front of me. And it's like, I like to go to a meeting where there's people with more time than me, because I like to think I'm following after those people. I got to wonder when the period of time is when you're sitting there and someone who's been around forever has got 54 years and they're getting old and they're looking around and they're like, damn, there's no one around here that's done this before me. It's like, now, who do I go to? Who's got experience with having 55 years?
I started going to other meetings. Because unless Roger shows up.
I know. Yeah, but see, you're screwing me. Because, see, when you leave, then you're leaving me with the most time.
Passing the torch, man.
The absolute worst thing for me, and this has happened to me, is when I am sitting in a meeting and I'm the person with the most time. Because then everybody looks at me like I have some kind of words of wisdom, and I'm like, I just came for the donuts.
You're in Miracle Land.
That's all I can think of. I just came for the donut. I don't know. I don't really have that. I don't have, like, giant pearls of wisdom to pass out.
Yes, you do. You know what you have to tell them? How you got almost 5 years sober. They have no clue.
We've talked about this before.
There were days when it was by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah. We've talked about it before when you got a new guy. And let's say I'm taking a cake. And I'm going to be taking one in just a few weeks. And I take one for 22 years. And, okay, there's people that go, wow, that's impressive. The brand new guy that's in there really wants to talk to the dude that took the 30-day chip, because that sounds pretty doable. He's like, well, it doesn't even really sound doable. But he hears that and he goes, 30? You went a month without getting loaded? Oh, my God. Tell me how you did that. The 22 years guy, he's lying. He's got to be lying. You know, I mean, it's like people that are newer, it's like even like 5 years, I guarantee someone that's new looks at a person with 5 years and 25 years, they got no desire to talk to the person with 25 years because that's too ridiculous. But the person with 5 years, they go, God, could it be done? Could someone stay sober that long?
It can be done. There,
here
there
in
it
Miracle
is.
Land?
Yeah, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, by the time this show goes up, I will have 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's on the 3rd.
I know.
I can't say happy birthday because there's no friends.
No, there's no friends.
No, because when we record this, you don't have it. Ha ha ha. So, Shelley,
what?
Since you already blew your bitchin' line, what are your final words on Miracle Land?
I don't know. If you got up and you're breathing and you haven't put any illegal or, well, let's say you haven't put a chemical that will alter you from the neck up into your body, then you're probably a miracle around here. I mean, because some days that's all you can do. Some days you do really well and you get all your stuff done and you're doing great and you go to work and you're in a good mood and everything's great. You go to your meeting, you're listening, you're hearing the message, and things are going really well. And some days you wake up and it's like, okay, I'm just not going to drink today. And that's all you keep telling yourself. Either way, you're a miracle.
Some days you're the dog.
Some days you're the milk bone underwear.
Some days you're the fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant.
So, Mark, what are your final words?
if you have a day and you don't drink or use till you get to your next meeting, you may have another day. And you'll still have today. But if you don't drink or use no matter what, as long as you have a day, you don't ever have to do it again. So just stay.
My final words would be that if you are clean and sober today, you are living in miracle land. And you are the only one that can take that away from yourself. Because you got to pick up that simple kit of spiritual tools that have been laid freely at your feet by the program. And you can stay living in miracle land. The only way you're going to leave is to buy your own ticket out of there.
But when you take your 30th newcomer chip, we're going to whoop your ass.
I did that too, and I got my ass whipped. Shelley, who are our friends online?
That would be intherooms.com.
.com.
It's an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the AA of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to the show on our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Mark, who are our friends back east?
That'd be Bruce from Bromance.
Bruce from Bromance City?
Yeah.
The city of brotherly love?
Yeah.
The other white meat.
That's it. The 12-Step Gazette, 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
Yeah. Good. You can go up on the 12stepgazette.com, and you can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription and have it sent to you via the Postal Service as long as they are still around and in business. Also, contact Bruce if you're interested in a franchise, and he'll give you all the information to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome. We don't forget Recovery Idol.
30-60-second
jingle. It's got to say Recovery 101 in it.
We're going to critique them all in a few
weeks.
You've
heard some from Brandon and Fran and Bill, and, you know, if you think you can do better, you send them in. You can send them to any one of our email addresses, which are recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, and recovery101radio@hotmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, the crack advertising staff, or you'd like to do advertising with this program, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And if you want to check out some videos, youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
I would like
we
to actually
sure don't
interject something at this point.
Cool.
If you are sending in boozy news, and specifically if you're sending in Recovery Idol submissions, it would probably be best to send it to recovery101radio@gmail.com, because I'm the one that does the boozy news, number one. And number two, I'm the one that edits the show, so I need the jingles on my desktop.
Okay.
So... You can send them anywhere if you want to, but the best place to send it would be recovery101radio@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay.
There you have it.
Usually I have to forward. It's okay. Shelley, who's the lead-out music by?
That would be 8 Days Clean.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example in Miracle Land.
We're out.
And you are beautiful.